3SRFM Breakfast with Lockho. Everything Greater Valleys.
Sydney Swans champion Adam Goods. It's all over the news. Well, he's been forced to step away from official duties in order to adequately deal with the furor surrounding the continued booing and abuse. It's been amazing. What do you think? He's been copping it, hasn't he, at the hands of the AFL crowds. I mean, Tuesday, just yesterday, both the AFL and the AFL Players Association expressed their frustrations with the treatment Goods has been receiving. Now, this saga's reached boiling point over the weekend when you may have seen it on the news, I'm sure you did. Teammate Lewis Jetta, he replicated Goods' Indigenous celebration dance in a show of frustrated solidarity against a really unrelenting crowd. The Sydney Swans have confirmed that Goods missed the scheduled senior training session and has been allowed time off to get away from footy and attempt to actually deal with the mental anguish fatigue the abuse has caused him. It's still a little uncertain if Goods will take his place on the field in the Swans' upcoming clash against Adelaide, scheduled for late Saturday. Now, Swans coach John Longmire has stated that though Goods was generally extremely strong of character, even he has his limits. He says this is clearly an issue that he's concerned about, he's sick of it, and he needed a couple of days, and that's what he's taken. He won't be here at training today, and that's the most important thing that we address and support Adam. Another quote, he said he's tried as hard as he can possibly to go about his business and try to move on and try to address it the way we thought was appropriate at the time, but he's had enough of it. This bloke's an absolute superstar of the game. He's done almost all there is to do in football and doesn't deserve to be booed every week. We've tried to deal with it to this point, but it hasn't worked. Both Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley and Melbourne coach Paul Roos, they've come out in support of Goods and stated that they believe the continual booing is at least in part racially motivated. Meanwhile, the Swans executive is steadfast in its belief as to the cause, with Swans chairman Andrew Pridham dismissing all other flog-based explanations as nonsense. And his quote is, they've tried to come up with a whole host of reasons. I know it's my view and my view of the club, or the view of the club. It's 100% racist. That's what's driving it. Of course, AFL Goulburn Murray believes racism in sport should not be tolerated. On the back, I guess, of an incident at Euroa footy game in a mere 2 weeks after the Goulburn Valley Football League's anti-racist round, country football's governing body wants it put to bed once and for all. And that comes a week after that sign was erected. Remember under the street sign for Mercury Drive on the way to the Rumbalara Footy Netball Club? That was offensive. So the quote really is, give racism the boot.
3SRFM Breakfast with Lockho.